Good morning, good morning. Oh, I'm already cracking at the voice today. I'll have to take it down because I can't go with those high notes. Coaching a late baseball game last night, so a little scratchy on the voice. Hey, you're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always, always excited to be here, rocking, rolling, jamming with you here on the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. And yes, I'm dialing it down because I don't have those other octaves today to use because I've got scratchy coach voice. Speaking of that, or... Hey, it never fails. Little Red Whistle's feeling a little scratchy today as well. But listen, hey, this is a part four series today. You must connect. You got to get out. You got to dial in. I'm streaming live already out on Facebook here on my personal profile. We're going to shift that over to the show page on Facebook. So if you are following along with me now, follow along, go out to Facebook. Connect, like the page, Unleashed Radio Hour. Also, get out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, and if you're on the Twitterverse, you can always follow along with me at Ron Unleashed on Twitter. Hey, today, part four of a part four series on the job search. Today, we're going to unleash you in your job interview. Yes, tips on how to prepare, tips on how to throw that ball up in the air and knock it out of the ballpark when it comes to interviewing for that next job, for dialing in, taking care of business, and doing what you need to do to unleash your career, your business. You're dialed in, you hear the music. We're going to roll to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford to lose 30 to 50% in the next stock market crash, protect yourself.
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters Radio Show, inviting you to our free seminar.
2-7 p.m. Wednesday, June 15th, Hilton Garden Inn, Sugarland. 7 p.m. Thursday, June 16th, Courtyard by Marriott, Clear Lake. 1 p.m. Friday, June 17th, the Money Matters Conference Room Memorial. Or 1 p.m. Saturday, June 18th, Hyatt Place, the Woodlands. Reserve your seat now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
I'd been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are live. Lost the stream. We're going to work to get that back up here on Facebook if you're out there listening in. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Hey, if you've been dialed in the last few weeks, you know that we've been talking a lot about careers. We've been talking a lot about jobs. We've been talking about the process of searching for a job. What do? How do you do it? How do you make sure you get everything that you want and more from your career? Notice I didn't say job. I said career. That is a distinction for me between the two. And that distinction is this. A job is something that you must wake up and go do where you exchange time for money. That's how I differentiate it. A career is something that you have a passion for, that you have a connection to, something that you look forward to doing each day. Now, I understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're like, Rob, I don't know. It's called work for a reason. Yes, I do get it. But by good googly goo, if you're going to go out and do what you got to do, look, I'm a poet all day, and I didn't even know it. So I'm going to flow my way, and here's what I have to say. You better wake up each day. You're going to spend so much time that you spend. We know this. Oh, there goes that scratchy voice again. We know this. That's why I'm dialing it down low today, because that way I won't break my voice. If you wake up each day with a passion and a purpose and a pep in your step, then it's going to be a much better life that you're going to live and lead, which is the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110. So listen, a little mini recap. Now, I will tell you this. If you missed anything in the last several weeks where we've been talking about jobs, where we've been talking about tips, where we've been talking about the digital world that is now today's job market, if you missed the wonderful and amazing uplifting interview that we had last week, From Pastor Roy Farmer from the Between Jobs Ministry. It's okay. I, I,
I don't take it personal. I know I'd love to have as many people dialed in as possible, but guess what? The show's recorded and has been produced and posted as a podcast. If you go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, click on the podcast link, and that's where you'll find every show that's been going on, and you can dial in and get the information, the tips, and the resources from the first three of the four-part series on job searching. So a couple things I want to dial in is I want you to think about, and I know that everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, let me rephrase this. When people think of a job interview, there aren't too many individuals who will jump for joy and scream, woohoo! There goes that voice again. All right, they won't pull a Homer Simpson woohoo. I can't do that today. The voice just isn't there. All right, but listen, it's important. And the reason why I say it's important, yes, I'm playing Captain Obvious today, is if you aren't fully prepared for a job interview, my question for you is this: how successful do you feel that outcome is going to be? And here's the piece that I think that makes a job interview the most difficult thing for people to process. You must talk about yourself. Novel concept, I know, that in a job interview, breaking news, you must talk about yourself in a job interview. And that is not easy for us to do. Why? I don't have a clue. I don't have that problem, in case you don't know. Okay, no comments from the peanut gallery of folks that know me out there. But here's my point. If you cannot go in with confidence, with a presence, and the essence of your presence to sell yourself in a job interview, it's going to be very difficult to secure the work and the job and the career that you want to have. So we're going to dial into that today. I think that's absolutely critical. I know there's a lot of people that are out there that are looking for work. And here's the key thing that not only was reiterated last week in the show, but is very, very fundamental in the process of looking for a job and a career and selling yourself in an interview. And I said this in the very first episode of this four-part series: you must know thyself. Now, part of that was dialing in to the aspect of who are you, what's important, values, interests, personality, and strengths. I call them the VIPs of the career decision-making process. Values, interests, personality, and strengths. We'll talk about those here a little bit more. But if you're following along, you know, that point was what's really important to you, so that when you begin your job search, you start to dial in, you start to connect with work that's going to be of purpose to you. Not just to go exchange money, and I'm not saying, hey, I'm not trying to down it. If that's what you want to do, that's great. But what I am saying is I believe that when people do what they love, their motivation follows. And we enjoy what we do. We find the right environment for which that to occur. And that's what I want to talk about today. And that's a springboard for some things that are going to be coming up in the upcoming weeks that we're going to talk about. Companies that are Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. Because we've partnered. We are the media partner for Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. We had to reschedule our event that was originally on Monday, April 18th, is taking place now on Monday, June 13th, which is next Monday. I have an opportunity. I'm going to be a moderator for a panel discussion on culture and creating culture in the organization. So I'm excited to have a part of that. I'm also an advisory board member who I've been on board since the first event where we recognized Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. If you'd like to learn more about that, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, click on partners. In the future, we're going to have some of those companies and representatives from those best and brightest companies here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we're going to work on that as soon as we get past the awards recognition part that will take place on Monday. But my point being is, what I'm trying to dial in is the strategic alignment of your actions to your employer or your place or chosen place of employment. Why does that matter? So real quick, and I know I've said this before, we've been on the air now, we're moving into 18 months here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. And I know that I've talked about this because I've talked about culture a number of times. Again, go out, listen to the podcast. They're all out there on UnleashedRadioHour.com. You have to have strategic alignment with what you do. I know there are people that are out there that if you think about your career and its longevity, you think about where you worked, who you worked with, the work that you did, how much of that was in alignment? How much of it was the values of the company were in alignment with what you did? How about with the culture of where you worked? Or did you, heaven forbid, you loved the work, but you hated the people that you worked with? And I'm not trying to be mean, but I know that exists. I know that exists. And if you don't enjoy the company that you keep, we spend way too much time in the job environment working to work with people that we don't get along with, to work in an environment that doesn't allow or support the best of us to show up each and every single day. So why does all of that matter? Why am I talking about that here in this job search? And there goes the voice again, and it's going to continue to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and I do apologize. Got a little excited last night. We had a battle royale and battle back in a baseball game that unfortunately we fell short. But listen up closely. Today we're going to get into this, and I'm going to start right here. The part of series one of this four-part series talking about know thyself, you must know thyself before you can sell thyself. And what I mean by that specifically is this. You have to be able to walk into a job interview, and you have to be comfortable, confident, and prepared. Let me rephrase that. Comfortable, confident, and prepared. Why? Because that's your moment. If you are fortunate enough to get in the door, to sit down, and to actually have an opportunity to present the best of you in order to gain employment, to do whatever it is you want to do, whether it's just take care of the basic necessities, or if you're building a career that is going to be long and everlasting, which is what I'm trying to encourage you to do, you have an opportunity before you. You cannot walk in cold. You cannot walk in unprepared. You cannot walk in having not done your homework. And those are some of the things that we're going to talk about today. But the first homework step, the first tip of many today is you must know thyself. Now, we already talked about that. Values, what's important to you? Interests, what do you like? Personality, who are you? What do you bring to the table? And strengths. And one of the things that people don't do enough is that self-work. So real quick, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do to the first caller that calls in, 713-785-1817. First caller that calls in, 713-785-1817. I'm going to help you get to know thyself by giving you a free complimentary Insights Discovery personality profile and a debrief with yours truly on how do you better understand who you are so that you can better understand how to fly and unleash the best of you in that job interview. So again, 713-785-1817, name, number, email address, a telephone number so I can follow up with you. First person to call in will receive that free personality profile from yours truly. Now listen, see, it starts with personality. It starts with who am I, why do I do what I do, and how am I wired? Well, that's why I'm trying to help people with the personality profile, because if you understand you, then you can better what? Wait a minute, sell yourself. Oh, also in this, there are some practice interview questions based upon your personality, things that will challenge you, things that will stretch you so that you can go in and know, hey, how do I interview best, and what do I need to do to make that happen? In addition to that, how many of you have ever been in a job interview, and I guarantee you, there's two key questions that are always typically asked in a job interview. So, Bob, tell us about yourself. Okay, you know what? That's a pitfall. I do not like that job interview question. And if you're out there as an HR practitioner, talent management, whoever you are, recruiter, man, get rid of that question. Because people don't know how to answer it. They don't know what you're looking for. And I'm going to be blunt from an HR angle. So, tell us about yourself. You open yourself up in that EEOC area of potentially getting information that could be used against you as an employer if you do not hire that person. Just a little heads up. Be purposeful for what you want to do. Be purposeful in the interview questions you want to ask Mr. and Mrs. Employer, which is where I'm dialing this in on the employee side. You see, I've worked with hiring managers. I've worked with hiring supervisors to dial in and create purposeful, meaningful interview questions so that they can measure exactly that of which it is that they are looking for. So, let's flip the table. You're on the other side. You're in the interview. You need to be able to predict and have a level of clairvoyancy is too deep. But you can go out. All I got to do is go out and Google interview questions. Start preparing some thoughts in your heads. And do not, I repeat, real quick, do not. Hey, the whistle actually worked. Now if I get my voice to join in alignment. Do not go out and recycle interview answers, questions to interviews that are out online. Do not do that. It's disingenuous. It's not you. You can't sell you if you're selling someone else's response. And that's not going to help you unleash your job interview. Go out and look at those and start thinking about those interview questions. So again, first tip of the day, first dial in that started in the first show and we're bookending it here. And number four, you've got to know thyself. Do the work. Go out. I'm giving out that free personality profile. It is yet to be claimed. Ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is pick up the telefono, 713-785-1817. And it's worth $250. 713-785-1817. Giving it to you for free. That is right. All four capital letters, F to the R to the double E. Listen up. It matters. Who are you? What's important to you? Oh, and by the way, that other interview question I told you, other than, so tell us about yourself, the other interview question that I've talked about before, and there's a whole conversation on strengths, is the following. So, tell me about your strengths. How do you answer that? What do you tell them? You tell them what they want to hear? Do you really, truly know your strengths? Well, I hope so, because we're talking about interview questions and more when we come back right after this break. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Roger Michalski from Eagle Financial Publications. Are you a dividend investor? If so, let me tell you about a website that has just about every resource that a dividend investor could ask for. It's called dividendinvestor.com. We just launched a new and improved version of it, and there's nothing else like it. When you log on to dividendinvestor.com, you'll find screening tools plus an all-star ranking system to help you find the best dividend opportunities. There's a scorecard to track the dividends in your very own portfolio, plus time-sensitive updates so you'll be the first to know when dividends go up or go down, and so many other features. Be my guest. Log on for free today at dividendinvestor.com. Set up a portfolio and see how easy it is to work the dividend calculator. And be sure to take the website tour to discover all the other great benefits. I'm convinced dividendinvestor.com will pay dividends to your bottom line. Go to dividendinvestor.com now. Dividendinvestor.com.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take this one shot at opportunity to thank you for dialing in and following along out here on Facebook. Hey, I got somebody that just jumped back in. I had to set up, reboot that broadcast. We are now back live out on Facebook, streaming out on my personal profile. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to begin to move the live broadcast on Facebook over to the Unleashed Radio Hour like page, show page, go out to the page, and like the page. Just go into that search section on Facebook, search Unleashed Radio Hour, like the page, and we'll begin to process and continue to broadcast as we are able, barring technical difficulties, in the future. Now listen, here we are. We're rocking and rolling. Welcome, Colleen. Well, thanks for dialing in and being a part of the show out here today on Facebook. I'll give shout-outs as we continue to go along if you're out there listening, dialing in. Listen. You know, I get a little excited about things. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I need my voice. Can you help me find my voice, Andy? It's gone today. It's scratching. I apologize. I'm not where I usually be, so that's why I'm keeping it a little bit down. I can't get all enamored like I usually do, because the voice is just not with me. But anyway, long story short. Excuse me. I just created a faux pas. I coughed on air. Oh, speaking of faux pas, we'll talk about how to avoid those in a job interview as well. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, is how do you unleash you in your job interview? You know, because that's the key. If you don't unleash you, how do you get the job? How do you land the work that you want to be doing, that you're passionate about, that you've done the work, that you've been out there doing what needs to be done? How do you make that happen if you aren't practicing and preparing? And see, and that's the part two. That's tip number one. Tip number one was know thyself. You got to do that self-work. Well, what are you talking about, Ron? What's important to you? You need to know what that is, and I'll talk about creating a profile here a little bit later that can match that out accordingly. But what I want you to understand, or what I want you to know real quick, you got to know thyself, and then you got to prepare. You must prepare for a job interview. You must begin to do the work, and I already talked about it a little bit earlier. Go out and look at interview questions. Now, you may not get asked those questions, but there are lists of top 25, top 30 in answers. Again, I said right before we went to the break, don't copy the answers. You need to think about your answers to those questions. Because trust me when I tell you, if you're sitting across from a seasoned professional, a manager, a supervisor, or a leader, or a recruiter, and you regurgitate something that is common knowledge, they're going to know that you're verbally vomiting all over their desk. That there's no genuine authenticity at all to what's being said. They're going to pick it up. Oh, why do I know this? Because I was able to do that as well, too. All right? You've got to be able to dial in a job interview, in any situation, you've got to prepare. So you must go out, you must do the pre-work before you do the real work. And if what you're trying to do, and I don't care what type of career you're interested in, when you sit across the table and you're interviewing for a career opportunity, you have to be able to sell yourself in a way that says, hey, they want to hire you. Isn't that the whole point of an interview? And if you don't practice, hey, even with my little kids that I coach, which is why I don't have a voice today, all I got to do is we play like we, and they will respond, practice. So how can you play the game of a job interview and go in and knock it out of the ballpark if you aren't practicing, if you aren't rehearsing, if you aren't getting your thoughts in your head? Because generally speaking, that interview, that job interview that you've worked so hard to get, that you've filled out the online application, that you've submitted your resume, that you've done all that work, are you going to step to the plate and miss the swing because you didn't prepare yourself for the task at hand? So tip number one was know thyself. And the reason why in unleashing your job interview that you must know thyself is because you must sell thyself. The second part of that is you must prepare yourself for that job interview. Mock interviews. Find someone. Say, hey, in your circle of influence, my goodness, do we have networks. Go on Facebook. Go on LinkedIn. Do whatever that environment is that you've got and say, hey, is there anyone who has time or the opportunity, who has experiences in interviewing, who can help me prepare for an upcoming job interview? Do not go into that job interview cold. Because you and then it's just like this, that you're going to get what you get and you can't throw a fit. And I'm rhyming all day today. Why? Because if you don't put forth the energy and the effort, and I don't care from a CEO level position to professional sports to whatever it is you want to do. You've got to prepare for that interview. If it's something that you've identified, if it's something that you've worked hard, that you know that you want to reach, you owe it to yourself to unleash the best of you in your job interview. We're going to take on more tips here, bring it to you when we come back after this break. But again, hey, as the music says, guess what? If you don't prepare that interview, you'll be living on a prayer.
Okay, we're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. With me, I got Aaron. Aaron, there's a lot going on here today.
That's right, Justin. Last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit reports.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process actually can help remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
Well, when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, I'm Air Drummond in studio. You'd know that if you're following out live out on Facebook. Hey, we're live on the stream, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Heard here on Biz 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
May I please have another?
Another.
And that's how we roll here in studio. Having fun today with my buddy Andy. Always, always makes an experience. Hey, he's going to go on vacation next week, so I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to have to step it up. I don't know who's going to be in here. If it's Donna and Nikki, she better bring that. I'm just telling you right across the way. So we're going to have some fun today. Look, I'm rhyming and doing it again. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. This is a part four of a series that I felt called and compelled to do to help individuals who are out there who are looking for that next employment opportunity, who may be between jobs. You know, if you go in and go out to the Facebook page, you can follow along at Unleashed Radio Hour. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast link. You'll notice that there have been the last four shows have something to do with jobs. It started on the 19th of May, job searching tips for those in between jobs. The 26th, job searching tips in a digital job market. And then on the 2nd of June, I had the honor and the privilege and the pleasure of having folks in the studio here that you know, Dr. Roy Farmer, and also had with him, wait a minute, lead encourager. He liked how I did that. Nick Mulbauer from Northwest Bible Church last week, where they did their talked about their between jobs ministry. You can go out and learn all about that out on unleashedradiohour.com. See, the key is that we're getting here, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm trying to do this because some of the things we're talking about will stand the test of time. As we learned last week, the greatest things that I got from where we were and what was going on was the fact that, look, you are unique. There is no carbon copy of you. So you have to know you. And that's what this is dialed into, is how do you know thyself? That was tip number one of the day. Not from a point of know thyself so that you can tell people what kind of job you're looking for. That was in the job searching tips for those in between jobs back on the 19th of May. This is more about know thyself so that you can sell thyself. Because you're going to have to sell yourself. You're going to have to get comfortable talking about who you are. You're going to have to get comfortable talking about the experiences that you've had and what that means and bringing that to the company. We'll talk about more on interview questions here in just a second. The second piece that I discussed was you've got to be prepared. You cannot go into a job interview cold. You need to be thinking about what it is that you bring to the table for the specific job that you're interviewing for. You need to be thinking about the experiences that you have that are going to be of value and worth, and show that and be able to demonstrate that in the examples that you share. Now, I bring that up and I talk about that. If you're not familiar with behavioral interview questions from an interview perspective, either as an employer or as an employee, go out and do the homework. A behavioral interview is such where past performance, past behaviors predict future performance. Let me rephrase that. I'm off today. I ain't gonna lie to you. Late night, long night. Hey, past behaviors predict future performance. Behavioral job interviews have become a large norm for how individuals go out and how companies are interviewing, and professionals who interview are asking, they want to know, what have you done, so that, and how does that translate to what we need you to do if we were to bring you on board? So, for example, I'll give you a behavioral interview question. Hey, when you were faced with a difficult situation at work, how did you respond in that difficult situation, and what did you learn from that situation? So, what are they looking? They want to know, what did you do? How did you respond? Because chances are you may face a difficult situation with them. They want to be able to understand, how did you respond and what did you do? And did you learn anything from it? Because I think that's part of that key. It's not only what can you bring, it's are you trainable? Are you coachable? Are you able to learn what's going on? And you have to prepare for those things. You must get out and do the necessary homework in a job interview and be prepared. Know thyself, be prepared. And I'm going to close with this on that, be prepared. Do homework. By good googly goo, you can use LinkedIn. Use your network to learn about the employer that you're going to go work for. Learn about that environment. Research their website. Look at their company pages. Do everything you can know about them so that when you go in, you show that you are fully committed and engaged from the beginning. Because guess what? You only have first chance, to make that first impression, and you will knock it out of the ballpark. We're going to dance to our break. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, KTEK.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
877-798-5734. 877-798-5734. 877-798-5734. That's 877-798-5734.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We are back. We are back. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. You are dialed in here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. Hey, Andy, we still haven't given that profile away. We still haven't done that. So, hey, I'll give that number out again here shortly. If you want to get a free personality profile to help you know thyself, then by all means, dial in. I'll give you that number here just a moment. All right, so listen, today, recap, we're talking about how you can unleash the best of you in your job interview. You know, one of the key things that I know that a lot of people, they think about the job interview, you know, and I'm trying to break it down into parts, you know. So if you've done all the homework, you know, the first part is, guess what? You now know that you have secured the job interview. You know when you're going in. Now you need to do your homework. You need to be able to not only hopefully you already know thyself. You already know how to take care of business, and that was the first part. You must know thyself before you can sell thyself. The second tip was do your homework and be prepared. And that's I'm still on that because I cannot illustrate or demonstrate enough of how significant it is. If you're going to go in for a job interview, you must go in prepared and having done your homework. Part of that preparation, and I talked about this earlier, and I'm kind of taking a train back to the station because I want to go on a journey that I started. Mock interviews are a phenomenal way to get prepared for a job interview. Do you have, you need to find someone. If you don't have that someone, holla at a brother. I'll try to do what I can to help if I'm able to. But listen, you need to be able to try to start to practice a mock interview. You need to start going through a list of questions. You need to do all that you can. The more work you do to demonstrate a positive connection in that interview, the more likelihood you will increase your probability of being hired. And that is the whole point of that interview. And if you don't prepare for it, if you walk into an interview cold, then what good does that do you? It's kind of like, oh, I just kind of decided to show up. Oh, guess what? You're already putting forth that first impression of what you can do or will do as an employee on that company. And if they see that you've come in ill-prepared, if they see that you've come in not ready to engage in a meaningful conversation, then what? I just talked about behavioral interviews. Past behaviors predict future performance. So you need to be thinking about some of those in your specific industry. Problem solving, customer service skills, whatever is germane to that job or to that industry or with that employer, what are you going to be doing? You need to be thinking about examples that things that you've done in the past that you can bring to the present that you can execute in the future. And the present is the interview wrapped in a bow. You got a chance. The ball is on the tee. Now, how you take a swing at that is all up to you. It's all up to how you dial in. It's all up to how you have prepared. Okay, I can't illustrate that enough. And you know what? If you do the work, I'm old school. I know. I'm sorry. In the gray hairs for those on Facebook, you see them. You get and you reap what you sow. So when you put forth the effort and the energy, you've done the self work of know thyself. You've gotten prepared. You're practicing your interview techniques. And I would highly encourage you. A lot of folks don't know this. Most colleges and universities, I say most because I cannot say all, but I'm pretty confident that most, if you're an alumna of any institution, or an alumni association, connect to them, see what kind of network you can get there. But my point to this is go back to your campus, reach out to your campus and the Office of Career Services. Why? Because you can go back and do mock interviews. You already done paid the bill. You might as well reap and reward. And I say most, I can't say all, but go to their website, find out what they can help you do career-wise from an alumni perspective and maximize those resources available to you, which can include, oh, wait a minute, helping to review your resume, helping you to prepare for interviews, helping you to do some of those things. So if you're a college graduate, use that resource that's available to you. And guess what?
Free.
You already done paid the bill. You got the degree. That's what you can use. Did I mention again it was
free?
So trying to give you some love, trying to give you some dap. Wait a minute. Boom. Okay, that was a dab in studio. Some people say it's bad luck. I really don't care. I don't believe in those superstitions. But anyway, long story short, here's what I want you to think about. One, how well do you know thyself? Scale of 1 to 10. How much can you talk about yourself? Because, oh, by the way, that's the whole point of an interview. Have you done your homework? Have you gotten comfortable about talking about yourself? Have you gotten to the point where you can articulate your strengths and what you bring to the table with accuracy and precision? Because that's what they want to hear. How much time do you have? Typically, I think the average time for an interview is anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Now, if you're fortunate where you have a long day experience because you're in that level position, then you have more time to illustrate that. And sometimes it's even less. Heaven forbid, let's not even talk about video interviews. Let's not even talk about telephone interviews. That's even much harder because now you really have to be prepared. Because why? It's a filtering process. So that's the other part that you need to know and understand is what the search process looks like. And many companies are doing many different things. Why? Because it matters more now than ever that they go through the hiring process with a strategic approach. Because it costs way too much money if people make a bad or a poor hire. So, wait a minute. There's a theme that's going on here. Everything that I'm trying to recommend that you do, guess what? The prospective employer should or is most likely doing as well. What are they doing? They want to get to know about you. What are they doing? They're doing their homework so that they create, if you're smart out there, Mr. or Mrs. Supervisor, Hiring Manager, you develop meaningful interview questions that truly help you measure, is the individual across the table from me truly what we're looking for? You've dialed it in. Oh, wait a minute. They're doing that. That's how you create a win-win situation. But ladies and gentlemen, I've been here. Oh, my goodness. I've been across. And if any of you out there have ever interviewed anyone, I've done my fair share. I revel in the fact when someone can come in and they know themselves well enough that when we start throwing even the most challenging questions, they don't stumble. They don't, or other things. They're ready to go. Why? Because they've done their homework. And that is a huge piece for me. Are they ready and are they prepared for the interview? Because that sets the tone. That gets things moving in a forward direction. So know thyself, be prepared. Let's talk about a couple other different things on that interview process. I'll give you tip three. Know how to show up. What do I mean by that? If you've done everything else, you know thyself, you're prepared and you've done your homework, you know how to show up. Now, different industries, and this goes out to the wide, we've gotten much, much, much more casual in the job world. I mean, if you can see me here in studio, this doesn't really count because it's on radio. I'm in a polo shirt and shorts, right? Tennis shoes because, oh, by the way, I can do that, right? But what's the environment that you're going to go? What's the culture? And don't hesitate to ask. Reach out to people. Do you know someone? Again, use LinkedIn as a phenomenal resource that says, hey, I'm about to go over here an interview. Can you tell me a little bit about the culture and the dress code and the environment and expectations around dress so that you show up in the way that's appropriate? I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to dress. I'm going to tell you do your homework and make your best informed decision. Now, that's not my specialty, but there are resources out there. You want to adapt. You don't want to go in flash and flare if that's not the environment that you're in. But you do want to make a good, positive first impression. That is absolutely critical. Do you want the job or not? Because guess what? As soon as you walk in the door, how you show up predicates what goes on next. How you show up, it's that first initial, either something's on, something's off, or I'm intrigued, I may want to know more. It happens all the time. It's called human behavior. It's how we respond. So you've done your homework. You know how to show up. You've dressed accordingly. A couple other things in showing up to the interview. This is just my recommendation. I highly suggest you never show up empty-handed. Get yourself a nice black portfolio, brown, I don't care, little portfolio with a tab in the middle, pockets. Take extra copies of your resume. Take extra copies of anything that you feel are critical to the job just in the event that someone shows up into that interview. And it's happened before, and they didn't have a chance to go back to their office and bring materials. Oh, then guess what? You're prepared. They will call you Señor or Señorita Preparado because you are prepared for the moment. Okay? Bring extra copies. Make sure it's on decent paper. It doesn't have to be the super expensive stuff. But again, you're there to make a first impression. And if you show up prepared, then you'll be ready to go. Make sure you've got a pen that works. And these are little minutia things, but by good googly goo, they can and will make a difference on whether you get the job or not. The other thing that showing up prepared, right, is how you show up. if you've done your homework, as I've suggested in tip number two, right? If you've done your homework, okay, then you need to come in with a list of questions of things that you want and need to know so that you can get those questions answered during that interview time. Because invariably, they will tell you, hey, we're going to ask some questions of you, and then you can ask some questions of us. That's the long story short. And then if you go about that process and do that, then guess what? You're going to show that you've done your homework. And you may even say, hey, well, you know what? I really appreciate the information you've shared. You've answered one of my questions already, which was this. Let them know the question that they've already answered, right? I would suggest any key questions that you feel you need to have, don't make a list of 50, okay? Don't overdo your welcome. But I would group your questions. What are the top 3 to 5 questions that you must know about that employer? Because, oh, by the way, when you're interviewing for a job, it's a two-way interview. It's not just a one-way street. Because you, too, need to find out, is this a place that I want to be? Now, I will tell you there are questions you should avoid. So can you tell me what the salary is for this? Yeah, that's not necessarily the interview is not the right time. Now, if it's posted on the job posting, that's one thing. Have that conversation later. How many weekends and nights do I get off? No, don't talk about those things. You need to have substantive questions about the importance and the significance of what it is that you're going to be doing in that work that helps you measure what goes on. Because if you walk in, okay, oh boy, I got to pause. I'm good. I'm not going to sneeze. I'm not going to cough, Andy. I got to pause because I'm about to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. If you walk into that interview and it's all about you and you give that off, that all you want to know is, what's in it for me? When's my vacations? When's my desk? How many hours do I work? Do I get a break? Do I get to do this? Do I get to do that? Guess what? You won't get the job. Sorry, I have to pause. I'm hitting the pause button. Those that might be listening that know me, I'm hitting the pause button. Hey, wait. Woosah, I'm rubbing my earlobes. Woosah, if you go back, woosah, I'm trying to relax. I tell you what, when I'm sitting across from an interview and people don't want to know about the work, they only want to know what's in it for them, you lost me. Now, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm absolutely out there on the planet all by myself that as an interviewer and prospective employer, when someone comes in and they only want to know about the perks and the benefits, that's going to come along. There's a time for that conversation. And that conversation is do your homework so that you know in advance or have that conversation in the onboarding process. Okay? Have that conversation in the onboarding process. You've got to come. There's a job to do. And how are you going to do it? And if people say, oh, guess what? You're going to work nights and weekends. Well, if you really are desperate and you need the job and you got to work nights and weekends, then suck it up, buttercup, because that's the job you're trying to hire for. Okay. Hold on. Okay, that's a little red whistle that doesn't want to have fun today, right? I had to pause with that one. Why? Because you must dial in. You're selling yourself. And when you show up and that's all you care about, what about the work that's to be done? What about things? I'm going to tell you, I think I lost a high-level opportunity back in the day because I broadcasted and I projected other things that had nothing to do with the job during my interview. You got to dial it in. You got to be able to go into focus. You need to know about your employer so that you don't push those buttons that will or will not make things work for you. Know the timing. Do your homework. Know thyself and show up ready to get it on. Hey, speaking of get it on, we got to get it on a break. We're going to talk more later. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Know you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the club edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, I always love giving a little energy. I love that song. So does my son, my little mini-me, little Nolito, Bandito, Loquito, Hijocito. For those that are out there that habla a little Espanol, he's a bit of a mini-me. Hey, anyway, listen, we keep going down this conversation and it has some great, having some amazing dialogue on Facebook Live. I'm broadcasting. Paul, thanks for the dialing in. Yes, we're on the same page, brother. Congrats to your son Sam out there pitching out there for the Louisville Cardinals and the Super Regionals. Hey, wishing him luck, brother. Wishing him luck all the way. Hey, and real quick, I want to hit a pause button on a personal level. If you're out there and you have the faith and the belief that prayer helps. If you're out there, say a little prayers for little man today. I'm going to pause for just a second. Little man Kingston is having a serious surgery today. Thoughts going out to him, to his dad, to his brothers and family. Major surgery today for a young man that's in my circle. Great man, great heart, phenomenal youngster who's having a serious surgery today. We're going to hope and pray that everything goes as according to his plan. And things take care of the business with him and that he's back out there taking care of business on the ball field, doing everything to do because he's healthy and the surgery is helping him get back on track. So Kingston, Coach Ron's out there thinking of your brother. Good luck. Prayers are sent your way. Back to the conversation here today. We've been talking about, hey, that job interview and preparing and unleashing you for the job interview. Talked about know yourself because you got to sell yourself. Talked about doing your homework. You should be able to know, you have to know as many things as you can before you go to that interview. Know more than you maybe need to. Why? Because it shows you're doing your homework. That can include your salary conversation. That it can include the work hours. That can include, use your network. Do you know somebody that works there? Can you connect with somebody that works there? Use LinkedIn. Say, hey, I noticed that you're with such and such. I'm trying to do my homework for a job interview. I noticed that you know someone in there. Could you please introduce me? I just have a few questions that I'd like to learn about the company. Use the network, man. We didn't have that when I was a kid. So there's all these different ways to connect. So be prepared. Do your homework. Know how you're going to show up to the interview. I talked about this. Have a pen. Have that professional portfolio. Have that list of questions that you couldn't get answered in your homework that you want to have answered because you need to make sure that this is the right environment for you. Show up prepared. Those are the key three tips today. One, know thyself so that you can sell thyself. And again, 713-785-1817 to that first caller that calls in. I know that people don't like to call. It's okay. My text line is down. Don't ask me why. But 713-785-1817. Hey, you only got 6 more minutes. Free personality profile from Insights Discovery from yours truly. Help you know you so that you can sell thyself. We're going to dance to a break. Come back for a closing segment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-273-0133. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-273-0135 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-273-0135 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-273-0135.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for this final closing segment. Listen, hey, you out there, if you want to unleash your career, your business, you've dialed into the right place. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is the final segment for today's show. It's going to be rapid. It's going to be on fire. Hop out to Facebook. Please, please, please. I beg, I implore. I'm begging you. The little whistle's calling upon you, too, as well, to go out and like the page on Facebook, trying to build that followership over there. Share the page. Also, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can listen to all the past shows and the podcasts. This is a part four series that I'm going to close out, and we're going to start to shift gears here next week and the following weeks to companies and organizations who are Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. But listen, today was about preparing for that interview. Today was about doing what needs to be done by knowing thyself, getting prepared, doing your homework. Know as much as you can about that prospective employer. Do as much background work as you can. And when you need to, develop questions that you can show up fully prepared and ready to go and have them with you to ask during your interview. Now listen, I'm trying to pause. I know that people don't like job interviews. I get it. But you've got to flip that mentality. You've got to see it as an opportunity to put your best foot forward, to sell thyself, which if you've done the homework, you can do with confidence. And that's really what I want you to understand. You know, and I believe it was Vince Lombardi that said it best. Success only comes before work in the dictionary. Success only comes before work in the dictionary. And that is the quote of the day, because that is exactly what an interview is about. It's about you doing the work first. It's about you getting prepared, doing the self-work, doing your homework and research on the company and the job that you're going to be doing. It's about you coming in knowing, I'm going to show up, I'm going to dress accordingly, I'm going to connect. Oh, real quick, don't kill them with cologne or perfume. Someone likes a whole bottle, all right? Be mindful of that, right? How you show up matters. It's like, someone may get a little allergies kicking in, and that's not going to help your interview at all right? So be wise about those things, right? There is a certain level of conservatism that makes a difference in a job interview, all right? But what blows people out on the other side of the table, and I've been there, and to all of those hiring managers and supervisors, I guarantee you're going to give an amen. When you have someone across from yourself that you're doing the interview that can articulate who they are, that can articulate what they bring to the table, that can tell you why they should hire them, that can show up and show a professionalism and engagement in your industry, in your environment, Mr. or Mrs. Hiring Supervisor or Manager, it makes your decision-making process that much easier. Why do I say that? Because, hello, job seeker. Your job is to make the interviewer, the hiring manager's job, as easy as humanly possible to say, you are the candidate we want to hire. You are the one for the job, and we can't wait to get you on board. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the key. That is where we're at for today's show. Listen, again, I'm going to go back to the quote of today, because you have to do the work. By Vince Lombardi, success is only before work in the dictionary. If you want a successful outcome, if you want to unleash the best of you in your job interview, then you must do the work. You must know thyself. You must do the homework and get prepared. And you must show up ready to execute and do what you got to do to hit it out of the ballpark in that interview. I thank you for dialing in. I thank you for listening in. Please go out again, beg and implore, like the show page on Facebook, search for Unleashed Radio Hour, follow along on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. And as always, everything, including this show and past shows, can be found out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. And until then, see ya!